Roxy should could just use her hand as the paddle.
I feel like that'd be unfair. It'd be an unfair advantage.
I'll slap everybody in here right now. Swear to God.
Please, it's like, yes. That ball will be breaking the sound barrier, bro.
This is unprofessional. I'm trying to do my episode. God.
You are now tuned in to How to Nerd, hosted by Roxy Hayes, Cleo Thomas, and Brennan Edwards.
Welcome to the How to Nerd podcast. I am your main host, Roxy Hayes, and this is your guide to all things nerdy. I am bringing you the lesser of the two hosts, Ballhead Brennan Edwards and Cleo Cleodore Thomas, first of his name. I'm so excited.
Why do we let her do this?
Make sure that you subscribe to this podcast.
You're a bully.
You are a bully.
You're a bully.
You know what else is a bully? This first icebreaker question. Let's get right into that.
Wow.
What's the most...
You can't even do it. You can't even do it.
Because my tongue is so yummy.
You know, normally we... So for those who are inexperienced, God. Obviously the best host, as they say.
Yeah.
Typically, we also announce what we're talking about in the episode.
Today, we're talking about Studio Ghibli. Some say it's Ghibli. Those people are wrong.
Ghibli.
Wow.
You finna piss me
off. Y'all talk about hot takes?
You are Ghibli?
Ghibli?
Who said it was Ghibli?
Me. It's Studio Ghibli.
Where's the A?
Silent.
It's a silent A?
Silent A. It's like A-H. There's like an A-H. You said ah.
It's Studio Ghibli.
Where's the I? Show me the I.
Ghibli.
G-H-I-B-L-I. Where's the I?
Ghibli.
Where's the I sound coming from?
I. Ah.
What? Give me another word that has an I that sounds like ah. Ever.
Ice.
He's an I.
I. I. Never.
It's Studio Ghibli.
There's no I's in the word I.
Correct. Correct. You are correct about that. Unless you look at the...
You mean like the
we're
going
to go down
I?
A power line thing. It's fine. I to I is like... They don't spell it E to... They don't spell it
E-Y-E. Yeah, they spell it out I.
They put I, the letter, then two, and then I.
No, it's not because it's our eyes connected to your eyes, looking in your eyes. Stupid. Thinks he knows everything. All right.
It's amazing how many personalities Roxy has in her brain. Like, she could be the bully.
This is supposed to be like our efficient episode.
Oh, hey, write that down. Write that down. That's good. Damn it. Write that down. Write that down. Can you write that down? Oh, yeah. Can you record that down? All right. So, icebreaker question for today.
Fucking chaos.
What's the most obscure, nerdy interest or hobby that you have? We'll start with BDE over here. Go ahead.
I'm so distracted by so many things. Like, why did your feet come out?
I don't know. I got excited.
Why you were just doing... Yo, she's...
Okay, I had some sugar right before this.
All right, I'd like to point out a note to the producer. Is it wise to have Roxy host any episode? That's the question. Is it wise? That's what I want to know.
Yes.
Go
ahead, Mr. Brennan.
The most obscure, nerdy interest or hobby that I have. I mean, some people like think it's funny about me, but normally until they get into it is I play table tennis. I think it's like that's not a regular thing for an American to do. I grew up playing competitively. I was trained by an Olympic coach to play. I've won competitions. Most people that I meet in life can't beat my left hand. And I'm right-handed, so I can play table tennis pretty well. Our producer actually thinks that she can beat me. I hope so. I hope you can beat my left hand. If you can beat my left hand, I can respect
a villain.
You.
Ooh.
Why does that doesn't matter?
Difference between table tennis and ping pong?
The same game. Table tennis but is what's professionally called.
He's a pro.
That is some upper class bullshit. It's fucking ping pong, bro.
How about we go back in time? You get trained by an Olympic coach, and then you tell me what the fuck it's called.
Ooh,
how about that?
Elitist.
No, it's table tennis. Exactly.
He called it table tennis?
Yes.
An Olympic fucking coach calls it table tennis. That makes sense, but it's ping pong.
Just literally said I was trained by an Olympic coach to play this game. It's called table tennis. And you're like, why would you call it that? I'm like, because of that.
My episode's great.
I'd like to, honestly, like the urge I had at this exact moment was to just say, F this episode. We have a table right next door. Let's see who stands on what. Yeah, I have a table. I have a table next door. Let's see who stands 10 toe down on that conversation.
I think we should have
you don't want the smoke.
Not right now.
Roxy could just use her hand as the paddle.
I feel like that'd be unfair. It'd be an unfair advantage.
I'll slap everybody in here right now. I swear to God.
Please, it's like, yes. That ball will be breaking the sound barrier, bro.
This is unprofessional. Booms. I'm trying to do my episode. God. So Brennan's done. You a ping pong chap. We get it. Table tennis. Cleo.
Obscure things I nerd out about.
I slap the shit out of everybody.
Obscure things I'm nerding out about at the moment. studio equipment. Studio equipment. Okay. I'm buying a lot of different studio lights and
you're
stuff. Just
them?
I've gone down that rabbit hole of stuff, and it's very inspired by everyone here at Transit. It's like, yo, I need to step it up.
What's he randomly calls me like every month. He'll call me randomly like 11 p.m. Like, hey, so I'm looking at this wall in my studio,
yeah.
And I'm not sure what kind of light or backdrop I should put here. Like, give me some options. Go.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't see that, bro. Like, your camera's facing the wrong way. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
What are you doing in the space? Are you like building it to?
Just to give a different looks, you know, to be able to have different setups for different kinds of things. Like, for instance, that video that went crazy with the Transformer.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like,
I love that video. Your face is so smug.
That shit is
Cleodore, man. Cleodore don't miss.
You look. You're just like, yeah, what's he up to?
You like that?
You're just like, this is what we're
making Transformers.
It's at 20 million on social media.
Oh, that's
on Instagram.
Crazy.
So that stuff went, it went through the roof. Yeah, it went through the roof. But seeing people's reaction as far as like, I can't believe we're going to talk about this very quickly. Mm-hmm. People were reacting to the fact that my kitchen didn't have anything on my countertops.
Yeah. Yeah, you're sick.
A lot of comments about that.
Yeah.
That weirded me the fuck out.
Do you cook?
I cook, but I have cabinets. So I keep everything in my cabinets. Why the fuck do I need to have everything?
Also, you clean everything off for the video.
No,
I don't. There's nothing ever on my countertops.
All your stuff fits in your cabinet?
Yeah, everything.
Rich.
Oh, wow.
A lot of space,
eh? Would you call yourself like OC, like little OCD?
Yeah, I like my stuff to be where I put it.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It needs to be.
That feels like it falls in line with Cleodore.
Cleodore.
Oh, it does. That's Cleodore behavior.
That's a richy rich man.
It is.
An obscure nerdy interest that I have.
Go.
Cheese. I've been studying cheese and like how it's made in different. I found an audio. Okay. So I try to read 100 books a year.
I can't think of any appropriate jokes.
I try to read 100 books a year. And so like usually towards the end of the year, I'll just start reading stuff to try to catch up. Like I was reading like a lot of children's books. If I'm behind my goal. The sour grape. The sour grape was good.
Yeah,
the bad egg, the smart cookie.
Go dog go.
No, because like last year in December, I was like, 75. I had only read 25 books.
Okay.
And then I had posted it. I was like, y'all think I'm gonna do it? And everybody was like, no. And I was like, fuck y'all, I'll show you. So yeah, I was reading all the Dr. Seuss books, all of this stuff, and then just like listen to a whole lot of audiobooks. And I was just getting whatever ones I can. Mm-hmm. And so I got one on cheese. And I was like, this is really interesting. Like, I didn't know like certain cheese was just like wine, their name for like where they are, like it's different making processes. It was just very interesting learning about the different like fat contents and stuff. So now I've just been reading about cheese. Yeah. I've been studying. And eventually when I get my new apartment, I've always wanted to have like a dinner party. But now I know all the cheeses and shit and what to mix them with and what goes with dates. I'm finna have the dopest fucking charcuterie board.
What is it called?
Charcuterie board. Because I'm finna put.
Charcuterie.
She says charcuterie.
Charcuterie
board.
They know what it is.
Charcuterie?
Charcuterie?
Plebeians. And so I'm finna put all that
cheese. I thought Cleodore would know how to say it.
Charcuterie.
It's charcuterie.
Charcuterie is the proper. I know because I've been reading my cheese book. Okay. You want some brie?
I'm good.
You look like a brie eating hard cheddar.
I'm lactose intolerant. I don't eat cheese, so.
Hard cheddar face. All right, so.
Hard cheddar face.
I'm also lactose intolerant.
So then what's the point?
Baby, the way I be fucking that cheese. Put a Kobe Jack right here. It's a wrap.
Monogamy, though.
Producer.
Monogamy.
Yeah, thank you.
Monogamy.
Yeah, somebody going to sleep in the bed with that?
Yeah.
Producer note, can we please not have her host another episode? Where are we? What is happening? So,
we are now. This was on purpose. All right, so we are talking about Studio Ghibli.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Ghibli.
What did I say? It's Ghibli.
I say how I want.
Hiya Miyazaki.
Well, that's the case. Ghibli.
says it differently. I should have done, well, I don't know the bio behind it, but whatever. It is an animation production studio started in Japan. Yep. It has been bought, but not bought. They distribute through Disney, huh?
Main guy, what's his name again?
Hayao Miyazaki?
Yeah.
And then he got a homie. His homie died. I could never say his name. What is it?
Nice that you had some emotion with that.
Takahata? Is that correct?
Jesus.
That sounded racist how I said it.
It did.
But yeah, it was an animation studio. It started in 85. They have like 20 to 30 movies. They've been dropping heat since the 80s, right?
Yeah.
But I just love like Studio Ghibli and what it represents. They've dropped some like iconic movies. We got Spirited Away. We got Princess Mononoke.
My favorite.
Banger.
What, Spirited Away?
No, Princess Mononoke.
Princess Mononoke
might be my favorite animated film of all time.
Of all time?
Damn.
Okay, we're going
like, to
have
to I'll just
Let's
say, like, to
that.
Me, it's the perfect film.
Why?
It has everything. Like, it has everything. It has beautiful animation. They throw hands. The storyline is beautiful. It has, like, super cultural relevance when it comes to the intersection between industrialization and nature and our relationship with nature. Like, it personifies what nature can be and how that looks. Like, there's like 11 themes that all perfectly interact with each other. There's character development, there's a diversity of characters. Like, it just every like there's comedy in it, you know, there's real in it. Like, the woman who runs the town, it's like everybody's motivations make sense.
Yeah.
And even when they oppose. What's up?
There's the Jada Pinkett thing.
Yep.
I never listened to it in English.
You need to go back and listen to it in English and listen to the woman you're talking about that runs the town. Mm-hmm. She's voiced by Jada Pinkett. There's a line in there that she shoots off about men, and it's like, wait, this is very relevant at the moment.
Oh, wait, what did she say?
I don't remember the line.
I wrote it down. Like, yeah. I got to look in my notebook because he called. He was like, yo, it was right after the Will Smith.
I called Roxy. I was like,
one in the morning. He was like, yo, me and my sister watching Princess Mononoke, and she just said this about husbands. You need to write a joke about it.
No, you're right. Actually, good point, because there is... She does. She does not have a lot to say, because the idea of that group of women in that place is that they're the ones running the stuff. And like, it's like a reverse look at how society looks like. It's like, because, you know, there's, what is it? We have a patriarchal society. It's a matriarchal society that she built. Like, like, they're living in a patriarchal world, but she built a matriarchal society that's extremely successful. And the men are even happy in that society because of how strong of a leader she was.
Yep.
And so for me, that's my point, though. It's like, this movie has it all in that space. It's just so good, so well done. And the animation, even to this day, holds up.
Agreed.
So for me, it's like you know, there's no such thing as the perfect movie, but it's my perfect movie.
That's really good. What, do you have a favorite?
As far as the films, Ghibli films? We have... I'm going to have to go with Princess Mononoke. But then we got... right behind that for me is Spirited Away.
Yes.
And then right behind that one is Kiki's Delivery Service.
Oh, Kiki's Delivery Service.
Wait, have you seen the new one yet? The Blue Heron one?
Yeah, the Boy and the Heron is really good.
Boy and the Heron, yeah.
I'll talk about that too. I watch all of them. But why do you like Spirited Away?
I like Spirited because there's that one scene where old boy fires the arrow and it takes both of the guy's arms off.
You're like, you know what? I like the most violent part.
That is the most kid answer possible.
Dog,
I want you to think about this.
He
like,
was
you like, oh, I like
this
when
with the sword.
No, it was crazy.
And he shot that arrow, and both my man's arms, boom, get stuck into
Princess
the tree.
Mononoke?
Yeah.
Yeah, that, yeah,
that part was like, yo.
And he took off people's heads with the arrow, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy.
And I like, and if you see the head decapitation part, like, there's just a subtle thing they do in the score. It's just like, it just changes the music just a little bit. And I'm like, it's so impactful.
I think
so,
that was the first death we saw in that movie, too.
Yep.
With that bow and arrow when he killed the dude.
Yeah, that's when we knew this shit was real.
Yeah, that's when, that was the moment. It came early, too.
Yeah. And then she was crazy, though.
Real.
Crazy.
I'm like, y'all, like, of all the, I think that's just so telling. Because Ghibli really represents, like, peace in the face of like war and stuff like that.
I told you my reason.
It's very
that wasn't
one like,
of them, but that
you
part,
like murder.
I said the fights go hard. He just got a flick with it.
Yeah. Princess Mononoke is good. It's
what's
up
your
there.
Favorite?
Kiki's Delivery Service.
What's your favorite?
You already know. I'm finna say House Movie Castle is my favorite movie.
Oh, it's my least favorite.
But it's
one.
Definitely because it's about war. It's about finding love in
it's
the face
trash.
Of war. It's a beautiful hater. It's a beautiful movie. Mm. But I feel like it really like encompasses. And you know, I'll never say it. Encompasses.
Nothing even happens.
Everything.
To the main
that Ghibli is about, which is like
boring.
The nature, like how they showcase nature, how they showcase love. The music is great. There's iconic scenes. It's funny. It's a really good movie. But there's a lot other Ghibli movies that not, like nobody talks about. So it's like Porco Rosso, the one about the pig, the dudes did the planes and the pig. Grave of the Fireflies, which is one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. You never seen Grave of the Fireflies?
Let's talk. I'm going to watch
most of the Ghibli movies are about war.
Yeah.
Like, you know, war in nature. Miyazaki's dad like sold war planes or like made like war parts. Yeah. So like he has a very deep connection and like his family made money. His family was rich. And so he has like this kind of disdain for like, you know, war, of course, but even for like money because of how his family made money. Hmm. Yeah. So that's why you'll see like when he's depicting war is very strong, like anti-war, like almost every movie has a war element to it.
Gotcha.
All right. So we're going to talk about some lesser known or underrated Studio Ghibli films that deserve more recognition. And I think Grave of a Firefly is one of those movies. So it's about like this brother and sister. And the movie starts off with the brother being dead. Like, he's already dead. What?
You're the funniest host ever. Our producer was just like, yo, ask them a question about number 19. And you were just like, yeah, so like I was saying.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it.
That was so funny.
So I'll answer first, and then I'll let y'all answer. Grave of Firefly. I don't have anything, so I'm
you got it.
Any of the other ones you know. But since I'm starting, I'm going to start with Grave of Firefly.
Yo, Roxy.
Man, she's...
And it's a war movie, and at the beginning, the brother's dead, and it's showing, like, the effects of war.
Like, is he dead, like, in a coffin?
He's dead on the ground. They find him at a train station.
Damn.
Okay. Yeah, and then, but then it's showing, like, how that happened and what happened with his sister and all of this stuff and how, like, war kind of tore his family apart and it's this child, like, trying to take care of this other child on the backdrop of war. So it's one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. I cry when I watch the clips. It's very sad. What about, do you have a movie?
I think Kiki's Delivery Service is low-key underrated. But, because there's no action or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it also feels like there's a point in it where that movie could have ended a little bit sooner.
I agree.
It's like there's she goes through something and then she goes through something again and then she's like ends up staying in like that house.
It's like, what,
and she's like underneath the pillows, like sad. I'm like, wait.
Ended there.
Just end it there or like speed this up. But I like Kiki, man. I think Kiki is a little underrated.
It's sad what happens when she like loses her childhood and then she can't hear the cat anymore.
Yeah.
Like themes like that are like very prevalent in all the movies. Like no longer being a child. And you said you don't know nothing.
I haven't seen enough, to be honest. Like I've seen maybe five, but I like Ponyo. Like
Ponyo is so cute.
Yeah, that is another one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Like for me, it just draws you in. That's what Ghibli does. Like it draws you in and like it really makes you feel like you're a part of this fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Spirited Away was the first one I've seen.
Yeah.
So that was the one that like, that was my dipping my toe in the water. And it was a friend of mine, Liz Garcia. She was like, I used to go and like spend time with like, she has two daughters and they're like their family go over there. And like one day I went over and she was like, yo, we're going to watch, you know, what's it? What did I just?
Ponyo.
No, not Ponyo.
Spirited Away.
We got Spirited Away. And I was like, what is that? She was like, oh my God. Cause I had already been watching anime. We talked about anime. She's like, you don't know about Studio Ghibli? I was like, Studio who? And she's like, you poor child. Like, sit down. Children, gather around. Nice. Kind of thing. And I was just like, wait, this is a kid's movie? I'm not gonna. She's like, shut up and sit down. And I was just like, okay. And at the end of the movie, I was like, that was awesome.
It's so and even the ending of that movie too. I mean, that's like kind of what they're noted for too. It's like intense, most of it doesn't end happy.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, the thing that was intense to me about that movie was like this little girl like watched her parents turn into pigs. Like not, and the thing is like in cartoons you're like, oh yeah, pigs like Porky or like a happy, like no,
no, they were like, pig.
They was like pigs that are just slopping up everything and about to be slaughtered. You know, like that was what the movie was about. It's like I'm trying to prevent my parents from being slaughtered because of their greed. Like they couldn't help but eat this food that turned them into these pigs, and now it's my mission to save them.
Mm-hmm.
And just like the fantasy world that ensued after that. And the same thing with Ponyo. It's like this little like the princess from the water. You know, the water kingdom just washes up on Earth, and a little kid befriends her. You know, and like that causes political turmoil. Yeah. You know, and it's just like, what does that look like? What does that feel like? How does that, what's that experience like? You feel like you're in it. Like, yo, this, it feels like it's so fake in the space of like how unreal it is, but how like authentically it comes across that it feels real. And you're just like, yo, like I'm in this with you. Even though when you explain it, like you say, when Roxy explains stuff, you explain Ponyo to somebody, they're like, it sounds like the dumbest
thing. Yeah, it's a goldfish and it come up on the water. A little boy make her a ham sandwich. Like, what are you talking about? It's like, yeah, so there's war though. Like, there's really, it's about politics and all of that. But yeah, like it's
the ham sandwich changed the world. You know what I'm saying?
That sandwich look good though. I wish
anime food be looking so
anime,
good.
Especially like Ghibli food. Like, Ghibli they really food, chop it up.
Yeah, they're like, oh, exactly. Like, chop it up. But I'm saying, like, they cut cheese or they have onions and stuff. They're cooking something. I'd be hungry. I'd be eating watching it hungry.
That buffet that they brought out to No Face and Spirits of the Way. I was like, bro.
Oh, that buffet. Yeah. Oh, man. The Spirit of the Way had the best looking food. Like, that's why the parents.
Facts.
The parents became pigs because the food looked smelled so. The smell food so good. Looked like it smelled good. Like, I'm like, I can almost smell it.
Screen.
Yeah.
I was in it.
Kiki's food was good too. I mean, she was making food, but yeah.
She had bread. Was she like a bakery?
Yeah, that bread. And then she had that little pie thing. Yeah. Hey, they was cooking it up.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like it's just overall, it's just beautiful. It's wonderful. I like stuff that, you know, I'm super hyper. So I love Ghibli because it calms me. Shut up. They have those moments where it's like, you got to get calmed down. So that's why I enjoyed it a lot. Yes, sir.
My question is, if you were to recommend, if you were to, like, people want to get into Ghibli, like, obviously want to tell people how to get into it if they want to. Obviously, they can pick any movie, but what movie would you recommend that they, what would be the best starter Ghibli movie? There's so many of them.
I'm going to say it's probably legit Princess Mononoke because, like, it's action, it's story, it's very entertaining. I would not, as much as I love Howl's Moving Castle, I would not start somebody off with Howl's Moving Castle.
We can argue about Howl's Moving Castle.
Maybe Ponyo. Maybe, because all the rest of them are just, like, extremely sad. Like Whisperer of the Heart, like is all the what is the cat come like all of them are kind of obscure. Maybe Spirited Away.
That would be mine. I'd say Spirited.
Maybe Spirited Away.
I liked my intro. Like Spirited Away is just it's not directly sad.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. It's indirectly sad, but it's not directly
a
sad.
Deeper
and
level.
They do the best of create. I think that's one of the best worlds they've created.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
Spirited Away, it's just like this whole world makes sense, but it doesn't. What about you?
It was gonna be Spirited Away when old boy turns into the dragon. Like, there's this shot.
Ooh, I love when he turned into that dragon, but he got his ass beat.
Yeah, that's the shot I'm thinking of. Yeah, it's like seeing him bloody and beaten. I'm like, Jesus.
And they don't shy away from the violence.
No.
They be looking
him, the spider token guy that does the bathhouse stuff.
I love that dude.
He was dope. And then
the
just
witch?
The witch, the design of the witch, it stood out so much to
her
me.
Face.
Like
yeah,
Disney villain wise, we had a whole bunch of stuff, but like her. She looked
very
crazy.
Iconic. I loved her hair.
Well, she looked crazy, but then there's like the good side of her too, like her sister. You know,
they're identical.
They're identical,
yes.
Yeah, they're identical. Yeah. So it's like she was the most amazing, like her face was so versatile because on one side, she was the sweetest, most loving grandmother type that you're like, oh my God, like I want to meet her, versus the sister is evil as hell.
This bitch is crazy.
Like, there's the moment where she's like, I think she's like counting stuff and then she stops. She's like, someone's coming. And then she puts all the stuff in a little box, closes it. I'm like, this is so creepy. That one shot, it stuck with me forever.
Bro, write your name on this piece of paper. And then she just takes it.
Oof.
That, for me, that concept of somebody taking your name, just the creativity behind that.
Yeah.
Like, I've only ever seen that in, I'm starting to believe there's some form of, like, Japanese lore associated with names and taking them. Because if you think about it, Bleach Thousand Year Blood War, one of the top captains, his power was to be able to take away your name and give you a new one. And that changed the way that you interacted with the world. It's crazy.
That's
like,
scary.
Yeah, he literally just like take your name and just rewrite it. Like, all right, you are a little ant. And you're just like, what? That's my name now? And he just stomps you. You're like, oh,
damn.
No.
Yeah, that's scary.
I gotta continue watching that one. I'm excited for Bleach 100.
So, yeah.
Thousand Blood Wars.
So, yeah, there's this moment in Princess Mononoke where, what's the lead character's name?
Oh, that little, the boy, the prince?
Yeah, the one with the infected arm.
I don't start remember. With an A. I don't remember.
Help! Exactly. Producer.
Regardless.
I need a producer.
No,
this is important.
The dude.
The guy.
We should know this. This is an episode
about
it.
The protagonist.
But it's so many characters.
Ishitaka?
Ashitaka.
Okay.
That's right.
They barely say his name in that.
That's what I'm saying. They were like, hey, you.
There's a moment where, so he's riding, they're in battle, and he shoots a bow and arrow at someone's head, and they're in the distance. It's not like it's close. They're like, they're on a hill way over there on a horse, and decapitates them, and then they change the music very quickly. Like, you hear it goes,
yeah,
it's so dope. So, question to both of you, when it comes to sound design within these Studio Ghibli films, is there anything that really stands out to you that you remember?
What are you asking?
Yeah, I'll go first.
We'll go with Roxy
first.
Yeah,
because once again, it's always gonna go back to Howl's Moving Castle.
Because
we're talking, if we're talking music, like, well, all of them have like full orchestras, like they're doing full scores, but it's a scene in Howl's Moving Castle where like he's saving Sophie from these soldiers that were pretty much finna like assault her sexually. And so then they started getting chased by these glob guys. And so he's like, we know he's a wizard. They talked about him earlier, but like that's the first time they like show him using magic.
Yeah.
And so like they're running and then he like jumps and he has her in the air and they're literally like walking on air, and the music that's playing is so beautiful. And I just saw it in theaters, but like watching it and hearing like the surround sound of the music and like the score, and it's almost like a dance. Like it, the music sounds like a dance while they're like walking on in the sky, and I'm like, this is so goddamn beautiful.
It's, their style is just beautiful, bro. Like, it, great way to describe it. I think the style of the Studio Ghibli films is beautiful.
You know, it's like I always have something like this, like really nice to say, and then you just say some shit like, okay. No, I was gonna to answer your question. Like, right? Like, oh my god. Is one of the things that Studio Ghibli is known for is their attention to detail and quality.
Yeah.
You know, and that falls across all different realms, but specifically speaking about like the music and the sound design, is I personally believe the music of a piece gives it the emotion. Mm-hmm. And Studio Ghibli is emotional content. Like when you watch it, you're going to be in your feels. That's just what's part, it's part of the experience. But they do it on such a high level, and it's integrated so well, like what you guys are just, you know, depicting, is that it's just, it changes how you can even ingest it. Like it puts this, like, that's the whole reason why, like, you think about anime stuff, you're like, oh yeah, most people don't know what MAPPA is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't know what these different animation studios are. Most people don't know about, like, Batman series from the 90s was made by a Japanese production company. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't matter. But because everything feels the same or similar, has the same level of thing, but the level of quality of every aspect of Studio Ghibli is so high that everyone knows the name. Yeah. Because it's just like, there's nothing else that even comes close. Like, the only, like, there's very few things that compare to the level of quality that Studio Ghibli has. And I think that for me, I still stand by that Howl's Moving Castle is a very boring movie. Yeah.
That's how you're going to wrap it up?
That's how I'm going to wrap it up.
You
suck. Just for you.
Okay, but before, can you look up? I know that The Boy and the Heron just won an award, but I can't remember. Was it an Oscar? They just won something.
Is the
nominated? Okay.
Is the mascot for Studio Ghibli the Totoro?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought so. Okay.
So yeah, the last movie that just came out was The Boy and the Heron. It just came out like a couple months ago. And that was Miyazaki coming out of retirement. Like,
that's right. He did say he was done.
Yeah, he
said
he was
back.
Done 13 years ago. And I just want to point, I just want to say this because he hit, huh? Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I know it won something, but his son made a movie. His son made a movie and it was called like Something in the Earwig. And it was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. It was like 3D animated. It just took away everything you were saying. Like, Ghibli's known for the quality. Like, it's hand-drawn. Like, meticulously hand-drawn. And so for them to come out with a 3D animated movie, like, it did terrible. It's on Netflix. It won a Golden Globe, too. The Boy and the Heron? Yeah, so, like, he came out...
The Boy and the Heron won a Golden Globe, a BAFTA, and it's nominated for a bunch of other things.
Yeah,
right?
Because Miyazaki was like, I can't let that be my legacy.
Bingo.
He was like, this is horrible. So he came out of retirement, made this movie.
How old is he?
You've dishonored
80,
your family.
90?
My man came out of retirement.
He is
like,
old.
This.
He is old as shit. 83.
83.
Is an 83-year-old man.
He's 83 and that is still?
Yeah, but that's why the movie took so long, because he legit is like... We're hand drawing. He's still hand drawing.
Look how happy he is in that picture. I love that.
You know what's so funny? Because he is, if you ever hear him talk, he is like a very, not depressed man, but yeah, he's like a very, he is very cynical.
Okay.
And really? That's very interesting. When you look at what he makes, he's been through war.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so he's very cynical, but he wants to create something that's beautiful.
He's done it. You know, to each his own as far as like your journey in life, but damn, to have like everyone know, if you're a fan of the stuff that we're into, everyone knows who he is.
Yeah.
We know his work. We appreciate it. And for it to still have a, you know, the life effect on him, like being sad about a lot of stuff, kind of sad, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we're going to do our show and tell. Brennan, I would like to start with you.
Oh, thank you so much, host. Well, I mean, I like to, you know, we're talking about things that we like to nerd out about. You know, another thing I like to nerd out about is traveling. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a quick story about that and why this is really significant to me is I bought my first passport when I still lived in Detroit before I moved to LA in 2011. I didn't actually get to start traveling internationally for the first time until 2014. And the first place I ever went was for a project that I got to work on that was the first, my first independent project, very first one I ever did. It's called Destination Everywhere. It was a Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, pretty much learning about culture through music, just like Anthony Bourdain does through food. He does it through music.
Cool.
And so we did that project, and while we were there, you know, we spent an extended amount of time in Cambodia to shoot it, and a little girl named Molika, one of the guys who was pretty much like our number one fixer there, this is his daughter, And she, like, when we were leaving the first time, she gave me this and was just like, you know, she, like, as I was leaving, she was like, I love you. Thank you. Aww. Thank you for coming and teaching me all the things you taught me. Cause I hung out with, you know, I like kids. I hang out with kids and stuff. What are you whispering? I was like, yeah. Well, the thing is, like, oh, but he hates happiness. Hilarious. No, that's the thing is that's funny to me that you're like, Brennan doesn't like Glee or Joy. Like, I love, like, bringing that energy to children, though. Like let's have fun. Like, that's where
it's
I'm at.
It's for the children.
It's for the children.
Long as for the children. Long as it's for the children.
Disney's for the children. Yeah. And so she gave me this, and this is a good reminder to me of, like, how important travel is to me, because that experience changed me. Mm-hmm. And, like, this was, like, the punctuation on it. And so, like, I've, like, coveted this and kept it since then. Because, like, you see, she wrote on there her name, which is hilarious. I think she was, like, 7, you know? And so now she's, like, 17 or 19, 18 or 19. She's, like, a grown little woman now. But it's just wild for me to think back to that moment, because she was so cute and she was just like, you know, I love you. I'm going to miss you. Bring this back. And I did. I brought it back to her, you know? And so I went back to Cambodia like 2 years later and I was just like, here, I'm gonna give it back to you. And she was like, oh my God, I remember that. Thank you. But that's yours. You know, like, you remember that. Remember me. Never forget me. I always keep that. And I was like, okay, I got it. It's mine.
Oh, that's cute. What is it? Yes, is it a sand timer?
You know, the funny thing, it's a sand timer, but it's like the worst sand timer I've ever seen. Because oh, I have absolutely no, I timed it and everything. Yeah. And it's like the times
such a nerd.
They don't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't, this one's overfilled. This one's overfilled.
Got it.
This one is like, I think it's like 9 seconds. And then this one is like 35 or something. Like, gotcha. It's like none so of the funny. Times actually make sense. It's like, I guess it's just about the colors. I don't know.
Yeah. That would
like, they make things different in Cambodia. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just do what they do.
Yeah.
A fidget toy.
That's cute.
It's a fidget toy.
Oh, shout out to Malika on that
one. Aw. Yeah,
she's great.
I didn't bring anything.
What about your jacket?
Oh, we're talking anime. So yeah, I guess you're right. Okay. Yeah. So
worst anime ever.
Yeah, it is. It really is. I know.
We already went through this, and you agree with me, Roxy. At first,
I didn't say it was the worst. No, I said it doesn't hold up like it should.
No, when Roxy first came onto the Anime Shun podcast, she said one of her favorite anime at the time was Inuyasha. And I pointed out so many things to her at that point. She went back and watched it and said, I hate to admit, but I agree with you, Brennan.
Yeah. I'll never miss it. Okay,
it don't hit like it's supposed to.
But it's still, it's just an iconic thing.
A cool face.
It is. I mean, just the only reason that Inuyasha is iconic is because Toonami refused to stop playing it.
And I love
it. It has nothing to do with the quality of the
show. I mean, he fine,
and
too.
And at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I wanted the words.
Jumping you up out of your damn sleep.
You be asleep and then it's show in.
It got me a few times.
But no, that's a dope jacket and it's super soft. And I also have a jacket. I got this from Hot Topic.
It looks like a hoodie to me.
Is a hoodie not a type of jacket?
Jacket
am I not
zippers.
Jacked?
Okay. No,
am not. I not jacked?
That's a question your monogamy husband's going to ask.
A hoodie's a type of jacket.
That's a good point.
You're going to be asking
and
me.
And I'm
that?
Jacked. All right. So yes, I have a jacket on. And yeah, it has
no face
from.
Still a creepy ass character.
Yes.
And when the mouth came still from under the character. Mask, it was gross.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. That's what I got.
All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Make sure that you can make sure you subscribe. We would really, really appreciate that. That helps us a lot to be able to, you know, want to keep doing this and doing it for you guys and seeing that you guys want to see when the new episodes come out. Hit the little bell next to it, too, so you can get the notifications. You know what I'm saying? It's important. In the description below, we do give all the details about the things that we were talking about. Once again, I am one of the hosts here. My name is Brennan Edwards. We have Cleo Thomas, the incomparable Cleo Thomas.
Thank you, brother.
And Roxy. to the two
I was
pieces.
Gonna say something very rude.
Oh, happy birthday! Give a shit.
Oh, happy birthday!
Damn,
asshole!
Hey, thanks, bro.
Asshole!
Oh, so not what he said?
Asshole! Hey,
the incomparable. Go, go, go! It's sucking off. I was holding it in. Let you top him off
thanks,
some more.
Guys.
What a great episode!
Jesus
I was holding it in. I was like, that's too inappropriate.